As we go to the table of the Lord today, to stay with today's teaching, we have these elements of wine and broken bread before us. They are to draw our focus to one thing, or better put, to one person. That is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Doing a survey of Scripture, we encounter God's creation, Adam and Eve, communing, if you will, with God in the beginning. But because of lack of trust, that is, because of unbelief, which is called sin, and Romans 14 says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. We see the result of our progenitors being removed from the presence of God, from having fellowship with God. And as God begins to lay out His eternal purposes through His Word, we see this picture of, if you will, being walled away from God. We see God's instructions to Moses to build a tabernacle, wherein is the Holy of Holies, which was kept the Ark of the Covenant, the type, if you will, of Christ being made of shittim wood, covered shittim wood type of man, and covered with gold type of His divinity. But the people were walled away, and only once a year could a representative of the people enter in, and that never without blood, type of that which would be given. And when and if the sacrifice were acceptable, God then would come that one day a year and commune again with His people through the type of the high priest. As we go to the days that Jesus lived on this earth, there was a temple in Jerusalem wherein they had a place also called the Holy of Holies, wherein was a thick veil laid or placed in front, wherein again only the high priest was able to enter, wherein only with the sacrifice could through their representative, the people commune again with God. God walled himself away from the people, from his people, because of sin. But as recorded in the Gospels, at the very death of Jesus, that veil, that which separated the people from God, it was rent in twain, and it describes it as being rent from top to bottom, the top being a position to which no man could reach. Through the renting of that veil, God is telling us that by the death of Jesus Christ, he now could communicate and commune with his people. Through the death of Jesus, God is telling us that that which kept him walled away from us is no, has no more power to keep him away from us, because the sin, or if you will, sins, or if you will, the condition, the sinful condition of God's people had been done away with. God, in the beginning, started this relationship with us. God, in the end, will complete this opportunity for us to have the relationship with him, the eternal God. It says in the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, I am the Alpha and Omega. To put it in modern terms, I am the A to Z. I'm the completing from the beginning to the end. As we look through this cup to Jesus and remember by him we are restored to fellowship with God by his giving of himself in our place. And this all done by grace, by the unmerited favor of God, not on anything that we have done, but all by what Jesus Christ has done. I don't know if I've ever done a communion quite this way, but as we look through this cup, from beginning to end, we are thanking God through, by, and in Jesus Christ that we have been restored to fellowship, even greater, to again be called the sons and daughters of God. God's word declares it. We, by faith, do agree in our hearts and our minds. And the activity attached to the heart and the mind is the lifting of this cup in remembrance and in discerning of what Jesus has done for us. And we take it by faith in that which God has declared through His word of Jesus. Take it in Him. Before man, Adam and Eve were removed from the presence of God, there was no death. There was no sickness. Sickness was a result of the fall, was a result of sin. And from the time of Adam and Eve until now, death has resulted in sin, and we all I'm stopping right now because my desire is always to tell the truth, but up until this day, all men have died. But the scripture declares life in Christ. It also declares healing from sickness, which came as a result of sin. We, most of us, will have to die before we see completion of that which is called eternal life in Christ. But here and now, by the promise of God, speaking of Jesus, we have the promise of healing from all our sicknesses, our diseases, and our infirmities, because Isaiah, looking forward, said, with his stripes we are healed. Peter, after the event of the crucifixion, puts it in terms of post-happening, because he says, by his stripes we were healed. Any of you who are being inhibited by sickness, by any of you who are battling any sickness of any type, of any description, God bundles it all up in that statement that by his stripes we were healed at this table in remembrance of Jesus. We express it in no doubt. That's what he did. Because it declares, surely he has borne our sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities. That's the fourth verse of Isaiah 53. And carried the pains thereof away. It declares, as surely as God has laid the iniquity of us all upon him, it declares also that all our sicknesses were laid upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Whether you're whole now or sick, we together, by taking this bread, declare by faith that we were healed by that which pleased God, and which Jesus completed. Giving all glory and gratitude to Jesus, we take this bread, declaring by his stripes we were healed. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.